Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes. It is Sunday, the 2nd of May. We were enjoying the May bank holiday, apparently. Starting off with Aura Energy, where you can see there's been a rising trend channel on the daily chart since March last year. A bit of a slow one, I suppose, this one. Well, one would expect it to be slow, but the top of the channel heading for 20p, and while we're above the 50-day moving average at 7.75, looking for 20p, perhaps as soon as the end of June. The attraction here really is the way that recent support for the shares has come in at or above former resistance, post sort of July to February resistance around the 6 to 7 pence area, so looking quite strong on that basis. Obviously, you could wait for a break of April or even March resistance at 12.78, but looks as though the 50-day line really at 7.75 is the notional support there for the shares, and we should see hopefully up to 20 pence over the near term. On to a former favourite of the Bulletin Board Heroes, Bushveld Minerals, and here after that peak that we had in January, we've seen the shares have a bear trap rebound from below the 200-day moving average, rising at 15 pence, also a bear trap from below that last March floor at 15.6 pence. So the bear trap on its own would be a buy signal. A bear trap below the 200-day line is another buy signal. And the fact that that's rising and that we've also broken that line of resistance from January at around 16.5 pence, all adding fuel to the fire of a bullish setup here. The view is that while we're above the 200-day line on an end-of-day close basis, the upside here could be as high as 30 pence plus over the next 2 to 3 months. Obviously, that's a bit of a punchy call, but let's see whether that happens. Also got bullish divergence there, actually, with that lower April low not matched by a lower RSI trace. So looking pretty good on all fronts for Bushveld, even if we don't get that 30 pence in the near term or just by that particular date. On to Europa, and here's a situation that we've got another, well, I suppose it's a bit similar to the Bushveld situation with that break of the near-term resistance line. We bounced off the 200-day moving average around 10.5 pence, and while we're above the 200-day line and very close to it, the 50-day line, looking for at least a retest of March resistance through 16 pence. Big picture target here, maybe over the course of the summer, maybe for July, August, something like that, is up to 40 pence, which is a line of resistance from January last year. But at least I think probably in the near term, most people would be happy with 16, 17 pence, something like that, over the next month or so. Moving along to a stock where apparently you can't actually buy the stock very easily, but it doesn't go up either, so it's a bit of a conundrum. But it looks like after months of trying, it could be, I suppose, third major time lucky for the shares of Fusion Antibodies. What we'd like to see over the next week or so is an end-of-day close above that £1.72 peak from back in March. We can get that early this week or on a weekly close basis. Then we should finally sort of lift the logjam and head up towards the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of last year, currently promising us a target over the next 3 to 4 months as high as £3.30 or £3.40. Stop loss back below the 50-day moving average at 143 on the mid price, obviously. And at least while we're above that, one would expect to see an imminent break to the upside. This stage only really back below the 200-day moving average at 128, really questioning the whole bull scenario for Fusion Antibodies. On to a stock which has been hit by the shorting conspiracy, the gangsters, the online trolls in the market. Hemogenics, a rather rough ride over the course of April. Might still continue to be a rough ride, but what's interesting at the moment is where the RSI is now very, very low indeed. It's near the 21 out of 100 level. Obviously, anything below 30 is oversold. That doesn't mean that the shares couldn't just keep tumbling, but we do now have a possibility that any end-of-day close back above Friday's close, Friday's high rather, at 3.1 pence, could be the trigger on at least an intermediate rally towards maybe 4 or 4.5 pence for Hemogenics. But the shares have been totally in the wars, and the gap down last month, clearly not a good look. But we have the, I suppose it is, it appears that we have the prospect of at least a dead cat bounce there for Haemogenix over the next week or two back towards the 4 pence to 4.5 pence zone, which was support on the way down. Onto a rather easier situation, which is Cadence. Here you can see that making good progress within this, well, I suppose the near-term channel is a September rising trend channel. That has its floor at the 50-day moving average at 21.5, and while we're above that, looking towards 35 pence, perhaps as soon as the end of this month. As far as maybe next month is concerned, end of June, we could even hit as high as 45 pence as the momentum starts to take off. But the what is encouraging here really is the way that the dips for April were at or above previous resistance around the 21, 22 pence area. So that does look like a very solid situation indeed, rather like the Aura daily chart as well. A stock which actually did see on Friday, but I rejected it in terms of inclusion in the bulletin board here, is just because normally Nostrum never moves. Obviously, that was not a great call. But what's interesting now is that we've got the shares closing last week above former 12.25 pence resistance. And I suppose if you are in the stock, probably you might not feel like getting into the stock, but if you are actually already in the stock, then above 12.25, you could see a best case scenario target as high as 25 pence. Which is a January 2020 resistance line projection. So maybe that's just a academic inclusion in today, but maybe worth noting for some who are lucky to be involved. On to Omega Diagnostics, which has been a difficult contender. Here we've got actually, I suppose now it's more clear in terms of where the trajectory of the shares are. So that rising trend channel there from the end of October, the top of the channel heading towards 115, let's say, and that more importantly, the bottom of the channel from the November support line there, running through Friday's low at 68 pence. So if you are a fan of the shares, you would expect the shares to remain at or above 68 pence. The low from earlier in the week at 65, which was like a brief intraday dip, would be a good stop loss for those who would then want to try and chase the shares back up towards the 50-day line at 85 pence and last month's resistance towards 96 pence. But I have to say it's been a very, but a rather painful ride there at Omega. So not for widows and orphans. Another stock which may not be for widows and orphans or wasn't for a while, it was Ridgecrest. I was pleased in a way that the shares bounced because there was, the last time I looked at them, I was suggesting that there had been a bear trap from below that 0.8 initial April support, and in fact that proved to be the case, so the shares did actually hold that zone, and we had the push higher on Friday. Current situation is that probably the levels to look out for now are the floor of the gap, former floor of the gap at 1.15, so that may be a decent end of day close stop loss for those who are in the stock, and then the target, which would be the top of the gap down at 1.5 pence. So those are the two levels worth looking out for. Gaps tend to be quite useful in such situations. The other interesting thing, I suppose, is the way that the MACD indicator crossed to a buy quite clearly there a few days before, I suppose, at the beginning of last week, so well before the move to the upside. So if you believe in that kind of technical indicator, then the MACD indicator did come up trumps. Stock which has been mentioned on the Sunday roast by Albert is Scansil, been mentioned on many occasions, perhaps obsessively. Here we've got a rising trend channel on the daily chart from back in September. Floor of the channel at 20 pence, and that was the low on Friday. So while we're above that, looking to the upside and up towards the 35 pence level at the top of the channel. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end of day close above that resistance line there from February and the 50-day line at 23 pence. But it looks as though we've actually had a bear trap, narrow bear trap from below the March support there at 21 pence. We went below 20 pence on Thursday, and so it looks as though the shares may finally be on their way towards that 35 pence zone. Just a couple of stocks to go now. One is Zaim, which I've avoided looking at because tends to be a bit of a slow mover, but it looks as though with Friday's price action, we might finally be breaking out. So breaking that line of resistance from January and breaking well above the 50-day moving average at 4.02 pence. But at least while we're above the 4 pence, well, I suppose it's that's 4.25 pence area, the resistance line from January, the upside here could be up towards as high as 10 or 11 pence over the next 2 to 3 months, which is a line of resistance from back in January last year. So let's see if after all the consolidation and the congestion there on the daily chart of Zane, whether it finally gets off the ground. Stop loss there back below 4 pence. Finishing off with Zephyr, which has been something of a hero for oil bulls and fans of small cap stocks in the space. Here you'll be able to see that the shares have been in a rising trend channel from back in September, performed very, very well indeed. We had that gap higher, I suppose, in January, which was filled, and then the shares bounced back up again. And we've got the floor of the channel there at the 50-day moving average at 2.56 pence. While we're above that, looking for as high as 4.75 pence by the end of June. So looking pretty well set for Zephyr at the moment. Just finishing off with a stock, actually, which I forgot to look at. This does tend to happen with these long lists that I have. But Synergen, here looks like we've got a kind of Argo blockchain setup where the shares have plummeted back towards the floor of a gap there. The gap there at 115, the gap floor there from December. So watch out maybe on Tuesday, Wednesday to see whether support comes in around £1.15. Probably have to allow for a little wiggle room there, maybe down to 110, 105. But there normally tends to be a good reaction on any bounce towards or any dip towards the floor of a gap. So let's see if that works with Synergen. In terms of what would happen after 115, if that holds, then we'd be looking back for a pretty quick rebound towards the £1.40 area, which was the support both in March, at the end of March, and also initially in April. That's it from me today. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.